Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having Brian Moran back on the show. Brian's a good friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Vehicle Media Group, and he's out there with his ear to the ground and his finger on the pulse of the marketplace, especially the new stuff, some of the new and exciting stuff, especially like things like social media, and he's here to talk to us about it. Brian Moran, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Brian, I want you to help us with something today on the social media thing. There are still a lot of small business owners who haven't figured out how to make this part of their world. And I have to be honest with you, Brian. We're involved in social media. We have a Twitter account. We're on, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're not doing, we haven't conquered that world, so to speak, mm-hmm. the way it seems that some people have. So, you know, folks, when I talk to you about social media, I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I got all the answers, because we're trying to find our way too. It's in some ways, Brian, it's not that hard for businesses to incorporate social media. But in other ways, it's a real stumbling block. And I need you to help us with that. How does a small business owner come to terms with, get comfortable with social media?
Well, I tell you, Jim, I can give you six reasons why people should use social media.
Yeah.
We can get those in the later segments.
Yeah.
I'll give you the six reasons, and then we'll talk a little bit about how you should treat social media.
All right.
So real quick, the six reasons people should use social media for business: lead generation, customer service, market research, competitive analysis, networking, and PR.
Mm-hmm.
So public relations, right? Those are the six reasons. Whenever you're on Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook or YouTube or any of the other social media applications, and you're doing, you're tweeting or updating your status or whatnot, you need to ask yourself, which of the six reasons am I using it right now?
Well, you know, and you know, Brian, and we are going to talk about each one of those and break them down.
Yeah.
But before we get to that point, nobody's going to do social media take those six steps if they don't understand, if they can't get comfortable with the investment of time that they're going to take
right.
to get started. So, of course, as you know, Brian, I don't even like the term social media. I prefer building online customer communities, connecting with customers online. Pick one. I don't care. That's, to me, the way I have to think about this, because the term social media turns me off.
Well, I don't want to turn you off, Jim, but I will tell you this. There's another thing I would tell your audience to write down. Social media is a means to an end. All right.
All right.
No small business owner should set out to become a Twitter god or a Facebook guru. Right? They want to sell their products or services, and they have an existing business plan. You know, I know you talk about business plans on your show, and
right.
Palo Alto's is important. They're great
all the time.
And you know what? I've given 50 seminars at least so far this year on social media. And I can't tell you how many people don't have living, breathing documents for business plans.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know where they want to go with their business. I tell them, before you create a social media plan, you need to have a business plan to understand where you want to go. Social media is something that you overlay onto your existing business.
It's one of the areas that you spend time on. It's part of your marketing plan, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You got to have a marketing plan first. That's the big umbrella under which you'll have social media, which is typically online, and then you'll also have your advertising, your marketing, your networking, whatever.
all of that. And I can't tell you, when I start to, when people start to see that, it almost becomes an aha moment. When, okay, now I get it. So I say, you have a strategic goal. Maybe you want to do $1 million in business this year. All right, your operational plan will tell you how you're going to get from zero to $1 million. That's where you overlay your social media plan onto your existing operational plan, which includes the marketing and sales and all of that stuff.
So, folks, if you're gonna get good at social media, you've got to have a marketing plan, which is part of your business plan. And so I think Brian's making an excellent point, folks. You know, you've got to lay the foundation for these things before you can execute them. Brian, give us your website quickly one more time.
It's smallbusinessedge.com.
Smallbusinessedge.com. Check it out. Brian Moran is there. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.